Now, at a meeting of the World Trade Organization, major U.S. trade partners have warned about the consequences of a possible U.S. decision to impose additional tariffs on car imports. Japan says such move and their countermeasures could seriously jeopardize the survival of the multilateral trading system. Over 40 WTO members, including the European Union, have warned that the U.S. action could wreak havoc on world markets. Russia says the U.S. is losing its reputation as a reliable trade partner. Several countries, including China and Canada, have expressed similar concerns. Washington is conducting a national security study that could lead to tariffs on imported cars and car parts. The U.S. President Donald Trump said last week that the study would be completed in 3 to 4 weeks. Joining us via Skype from New York is John Mason. He's a professor of political science with the William Paterson University. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Mason. Now, despite the international outcry, these plans for tariffs on car imports, let's just look at this policy as it is and ask, does this make America great?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're getting responses to that. I can begin with GM, the General Motors Corporation, which has told Donald Trump that if he goes ahead with the car tariffs, that GM will become a much smaller company and a great many American jobs will be lost. We're also hearing from the Chamber of Commerce and Americans for Prosperity, which is a super PAC supported by the Koch brothers, who are saying this potentially could cost 10 million American jobs. So what's interesting is that we are seeing a very strong pushback from within Trump's own coalition against this tariff policy. But despite that, they seem determined to press ahead with this kind of economic nationalist program. I mean, Trump has been talking this way for over 30 years. If we go back to the early 1990s, we're hearing similar comments from his chief, quote, economist, Peter Navarro, and Russ Meyer. So they seem determined to push ahead despite all of the resistance they are getting from the financial markets and from important groups of American farmers, American automobile industry, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, but Professor Mason, at the same time, what we've seen Trump do over the past months, ever since he became president at least, is pander to his voter base. And it seems that they like this kind of nationalist rhetoric now, don't they?
They like the rhetoric, but people are beginning to understand what it's going to cost them. Already, we've seen a dramatic drop in the price of corn and soybeans because major markets for American agricultural products are being closed. And I listened to a heartbreaking interview with American workers at Harley-Davidson who are sort of trying to square the circle between their support of Donald Trump and the impact that tariffs is having on their company and its jobs. Harley-Davidson said in response to the tariffs that they were going to outsource or relocate jobs from the United States to Europe in order to try and protect their markets, where they are looking at something like a $2,400 price hike on every bike that they tried to sell within the European Union. So Trump is now threatening to tax Harley-Davidson out of existence. His Commerce Secretary, Russ Meyer, is running abroad to try and find other motorcycle producers who will relocate to the United States, et cetera, et cetera. And these poor guys are trying to figure out how they can reconcile the destruction of their company and jobs and the support for our dear leader. I think a lot of people within the American Republican coalition, especially since they are targeted by a lot of the tariffs that other countries are imposing on us, are going to be facing some difficult months.
Okay, so a lot of uncertainty there still in the U.S. John Mason, professor of political science with the William Paterson University, joining us via Skype from New York. Professor Mason, thanks very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.